Simon Tzadi Bey Sif Gimel. Kishinesra hachaticha machmas hachalov, when a piece of meat becomes usur because it's bilea milk, nasis kol hachaticha isur. The entire piece of meat, provided there isn't 60 in the meat connected to the milk, then the entire piece of meat now reverts to becoming isur. And this is known as the concept of chaticha nas in the vela, and by basa b'chalov is where this is a din daraisa. So the entire piece of meat, midaraisa, is now becomes nevela. And it's also bahana, it's also beachila, then bashla ba imacherais, and if you now take this piece of meat and you cook it together with other pieces, tzarech shishim levato kulo. You now need 60 keneged the entire piece of meat. Not just keneged the milk that it absorbed, but you're gonna need 60 keneged the entire piece of meat. Vimakira mashlicha, and even if I have 60, I still, if I recognize which the piece of meat is, I have to remove it. Facheros mutarais. And then everything else in the pot is permitted. Okay, again, provided there were 60. Vim eina makira, but if I don't recognize it, haroitev mutar. So the roitev will certainly become mutar. Vikolachatichais asurais. However, all the other pieces of meat that might be that one, that might be the bas b'chalav piece, are asur. Im chatichas aisur ruilis gabit. If that piece of meat was a chaticha ruilis gabit. So chaticha ruilis gabit means, if I have a chosh of a piece of meat, one that I would be mechabit and a guest with, so then, that dvarim chashuvim are not batal b'roiv. In fact, they're not batal b'alef. So it's an isser d'rabbanan. Rabbanan were geyser, they said by dvarim chashuvim, there should not be bittel. And therefore, if you have 1,000 pieces of kosher meat here, provided they're all chaticha ruilis gabit, none of them will be batal. Now, if you have pieces in there that are not ruilis gabit, those would be mutter. Because mamonoshach, either if they're not the isser, so then they're mutter. And even if it is the isser, so it will be botel chabetrei in the other pieces of meat. So if it's not ruilis gabit, any piece there that's not ruilis gabit would be mutter, but any one which is would all be osser. Now, the Shach points out over here that because we're applying the rules of chaticha ruilis gabit to bas b'chalav, that shows that bas b'chalav is considered an iser machmas atzmai. It's not just an iser balua. Okay, iser balua mean if I had a piece of meat that absorbed a kosher piece of meat and absorbed some dam, some chalav, so then that piece of meat is now aser. But it's not iser machmas atzmai. It's only aser because it has a blia of iser in it. If this piece of meat gets mixed up amongst other pieces of meat, it'll be bottled, even if it's really a scabbard. Why? Because the blia is not really a scabbard. The isser itself, the piece of meat itself is what's really a scabbard, and it's heter. It's only usser because it has a blia of isser in it, and that blia is not really a scabbard. However, by Basa B'chol, we don't view it that way. We don't view it as a heterdick, a piece of meat that just has some blia of milk in it, which is usser. But rather, we view the entire piece of meat, like the Mechaber said, the entire piece of meat now reverts to becoming isser. In that case, we view this as an iser machmas atzmai, and we could apply the rules of chaticha ruilis gabit to it. So that's the shach. Now the prechadish asks over here, from the implication of the mechaber is that only it's not bottled because it's a chaticha ruilis gabit. If it wouldn't be chaticha ruilis gabit, it would be bottled. So the prechadish asks why. This one piece of meat has tam of basar b'chalav. The other pieces of meat just have regular tam, basar. They don't taste the same. So even though I can't tell by looking at it which piece of meat is which, but why don't you say that it's hukara isser because I can give it to a kfela. I could be mevarer where the isser is. So since it's hukar, it's possible to be makir, which is the isser, let it be that there shouldn't be bittel here. They have different timing. This is tastes like basar b'chalav. This one tastes like basar. So I could be mevarer which one it is. So one possible answer for this is that when we cook up the meat, so machlaikis, even though we know that the piece that became basar b'chalav never reverts back to being heter again, we say efshel l'soichtai aser, which means I can't get out all the tam of chalav from it. If there be a way to extract out all the chalav from the piece, from that basar b'chalav, it would actually become mutter again. But efshel l'soichta aser teaches me that there's no way to get out all that chalav from the piece of meat. And so long as even a tiny amount of milk remains, that piece of meat remains basar b'chalav deraisa, the entire piece. Okay, but that's not to say I can't get out any of the tam of milk. So therefore, once I cook this piece of meat, this basar chalav piece, together with other pieces, some of the tam will go out of that piece, and some of that tam will go into the other pieces. So by the time I'm finished cooking, it might not be possible anymore to recognize which is the original piece that became asur because of basar chalav, and which are the other pieces which are mutter because they're shishim, but they'll also have some tam of chalav in them. So even if I can give it to a kfeila who can differentiate these very low levels of milk, even if I could do a laboratory analysis on this, on them, and determine that this one has a little bit of milk in it, it still won't know whether that's the original piece that became usher, or whether it's one of the other ones which just accepted some of the tam of milk from it, and really it's mutter. So therefore, it's not efshir to be mevarer anymore. Others say that no, even if it is efshir levarer, they don't accept this idea. They say that no, the milk really doesn't go out, and once it gets the time of basar b'chalav or chayshish, it will remain basar b'chalav forever. Nevertheless, it doesn't matter. It's sufficient that they appear to be the same. That's enough to create enough of a suffix that we can say that there's bittul b'roiv over here. So if it wouldn't be a chaticha l'iskabed, we taka would say bittul b'roiv. We look at them as three chatichas of meat, as a min b'minai. So even though really they have different timim, that's enough to consider it a min b'minai. Okay? Perhaps the question is a little bit better than the answer in that case, but that's what we see from this machaber. Now, the Taz points out over here on this idea of efshir l'soichdai. So the Taz says, that which we're discussing, he's medayik in the lashon of the machaber. The machaber said, if you cooked it together with the other pieces of meat, so the Taz says, dafka that you cooked it with the other pieces. But let's say you were tzoylet, let's say you put it just cham al cham, you put this piece of meat onto another piece of meat. So then by cham al cham, beloy reitiv, so we have an idea that an iser belua doesn't go mechaticha lechaticha beloy reitiv. So even though we said before that the basar b'chalav is an iser balua, I'm sorry, it's not an iser balua, it's an iser machmas atzmai, even though we said before from the shach that basar b'chalav is an iser machmas atzmai, but we also said that if you were able to get out all the milk from the meat, it would revert back to being heter. So now, what is it, what's going to be the din over here? If you put this piece of meat, this basar b'chalav one on top of another one and on top of a heter dika piece, and you tzoil them together, and there's no raitiv, and we say that an iser balua, again, this is only true if it's kochosh, but milk, according to many shitas, like we saw, is considered kochosh, and if the meat would be kochosh too, so then we would say that no balia of milk can go michaticha lechaticha b'lo raitiv. So this would be an example of what we call efshir lahafridai. Even though we say efshir l'soichta is also, if I just try to squeeze out the meat, squeeze the piece of meat and remove the milk, that I will be unsuccessful. However, if I have a method that where I can be mafrid all the milk from the meat, such as if I'm tzeil them together, where the iser balua doesn't go, where the balia doesn't go, mei chaticha l'chaticha b'loi raitiv, so then, says the Taz, in such a case, it doesn't matter that it's an iser machmas atzmai. It would revert back to becoming heter. And the blia that comes out from this, even though tam of meat will go out from one chaticha to the other chaticha, all that tam of meat is heter because there's no chalav that goes along with it, so it's not possible chalav. That's the chiddush of the Taz over here. The Shach, however, in Simen Kuf Hei, he disagrees, and he's going to hold that it'll still aser, and the lasser k'nei netila if you did sli in such a case. So that's that would be a machlokes shach and taz, whether we can apply to basar b'chalav the rule of ein b'liyah halachas michaticha lechaticha b'loy raitiv. Now in this case, where we do aser all the other chatichas because of chaticha l'iskabed, so the shayla is a shayla whether the other chatichas are they aser b'hana or all the chatichas that matter, are they aser bahana or not? So now midaraisa, we know that we say that there is bittul. There's bittul chad betray midaraisa. this would be like a mixture of yavish biyavish. Midoraisa, it's batal chabitrei. But midorabanan, it's not batal because it's a chaticha ulis kabit. But the one that was aser behana, the basma chalav, which was cooked together, that's aser midoraisa yisurei hana. Now, that which we say it's not batal, is that just on the yisur achila we say it's not batal? Or do we say that even the hana shabai is not batal, and that all the pieces are now aser bahana as well? So there's a Yad Yehuda that says a similar case he talks about, and from there we can learn to this, our case as well, that all the pieces, not only are they aser bachila, they're going to be aser bahana as well. Even though the Yad Yehuda is in Peizayin, the Rama over there in Peizayin said that there's no such thing as by basar b'chalav d'rabbanan, we don't say, we don't aser bahana. For instance, if you did basar b'chalav, you were koivish them together. You soaked them for 24 hours. You did malicha. Or basar b'chalav with basar oif. So those are examples of basar b'chalav d'rabbanan. We don't say on that, isurei hana. There's no, the rabbanan weren't geyser in isurei hana d'rabbanan. But our case, if you have a basar b'chalav d'raisa, because the two were cooked together, the meat and milk were originally cooked together, but now the bittel is a bittel d'raisa, but it's not a bittel d'rabbanan. So he talks about a case where you have, let's say you'll have bittel b'roiv, let's say you have chalav nevela and chalav basar b'chalav mixes with regular milk. So in such a case, it would be batal b'roiv midaraisa, but midarabanan you need, by mimimina midarabanan you need shishim. So in such a case, he says it would be aser b'hana as well. Because the din that you need shishim by a mimimina is not something that's related to hilchas basar b'chalav. That's something true to taruvus in general. So things that are true to taruvus in general, there we say there's no bittal, that will apply to the iser of, iser hana of basar b'chalav as well. So therefore, just like midoraisa, we say it's the yisra achila is batal, but midorabanan the yisra achila remains. So too midoraisa, the yisra hana would be batal, but midorabanan the yisra hana would remain. So in our case too, by chaticha ulis kabid, we should say the same thing, that midoraisa it's batal, but midorabanan, since the chaticha ulis kabid is not something special to basal b'chalav, it's something true by all yisurim. So we would say that midorabanan, whatever iser is on the chefetz will remain on all of the taruvis. So now all the pieces of meat which are ruil iskabit are all going to be aser bahana. However, l'chayru, there's an etzah in such a case that you could sell it to a, you could sell the whole batch, you could sell it to a non-Jew, chutz midmei iser shabai. If I sell it chutz midmei iser, so I'm not being net, because really there's only one piece that's not, that's Isri Ana. Just the, I can't be nana from any of them because I don't know which one. Midorabanan were saying there's no bittel. But if I sell it to a guy, chutz midmei iser shabai, so then I'm not being nana from the iser, and then that l'chayru would be an etza on how to, on how, what you should do. So you couldn't, let's say, take these pieces of meat and feed them to your dog. That would be aser because it's Isri Ana. One of them is Isri Ana, I'm not allowed to be nana. But what I could do is I could sell all of them to a guy, chutz midmei yisur shabai, and then, so, in other words, if there's 10 pieces, I'll sell it for the price of 9, and then I could take that money and I could use it to do whatever I want. I could use it to buy regular food, anything with it. But I can't be nene from that one piece in the group, which is Isurei Hana.